Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It's 5-6-2021. And oh, I'll tell you, you just look through the Bible and you hit on any chapter, you're going to start reading what you're seeing out here in the street and on the TV. Verse 10 of chapter 38 of Ezekiel. Thus saith the Lord God, it shall also come to pass that at the same time as Gog, Magog, Persia, Ethiopia, Libya, Gomer, and Togarmah going against Israel, Persia being, you know, Iran, by the way. But he says, it shall also come to pass that at the same time shall things come into thy mind, and thou shalt think an evil thought, and thou shalt say, I will go up to the land of unwalled villages. I go to them that are at rest, that dwell safely, all them dwelling without walls and having neither bars nor gates, to take a spoil, and to take a prey, and to turn thine hands, upon the desolate places that are now inhabited, and upon the people that are gathered out of nations which have gotten cattle and goods, that dwell in the midst of the land. Oh, yes. Art thou come to take a spoil? hast thou gathered thy company to take a prey, to carry away silver and gold, to take away cattle and goods, and to take a great spoil? Okay. You see, now, let's just look at this, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you. If you look at also what Revelation 18, other places, we talk about Mystery Babylon. Destroyed, you know. New York destroyed. Well, I'll tell you what. Al Turner did an article about the Russians to test 3 Satan II ICBMs with 24 nukes on each, and you may only have 2 minutes warning if it was a test or if the test is actually an attack, okay? So consequently, here's what he has to say about this. Russia has announced that it will test 3 of its new Satan II ICBMs later this year, probably, you know, next week or something. But there is very real potential danger for the U.S. during such a test because the missiles have a fractional orbit bombardment system. He says, with this system that the warheads deploy, the USA will only have 2 minutes warning. 2 minutes. I've been telling you this. It's not the 20 or 30 minutes that it was when we think about the ICBMs. Not enough time to get your missiles out of the silos. Each Satan II ICBM is equipped with up to 24 hypersonic gliders designed to evade all enemy defenses. So basically, the test is scheduled for this year and will include a launch at full range of about 11,000 miles or 18,000 kilometers. The RS-28, which is the Satan II, is the most powerful nuke in the world. Each RS-28 can carry 10 very large warheads, 800 kilotons each, plus 16 smaller ones, or up to 24 hypersonic boost glide vehicles, each 400 times more destructive than the nukes dropped on Japan. And there's talking about shooting it up over the South Pole, which would then be, because the U.S. does not have the missile defense systems, the over-long range, over-the-horizon radars and stuff pointing south. They're mostly pointing north. And that basically, if they did that trajectory of the South Pole, these hypersonic boost glide vehicles would be basically undetectable. And it could spell complete disaster for the U.S. Now, let's just go into this a little more, because he really does talk about it. He says that the fractional bombardment system was a nuclear weapon delivery system developed in the 60s by the Soviet Union. And they were first efforts to use space to deliver weapons, okay? They envisioned launching nuclear warheads into low Earth orbit before bringing them down on their targets. See, what they do is they shoot the missile up, and before it gets up all the way, the big ICBM, it releases these hypersonic glide vehicles, 24 of them each. So if you've got three of these missiles going up, you got 72 targets, right? Well, doesn't that correspond to the, like the 72 goetic demons, or as Brother Quayle found a few years back in researching it, that the United States had control of up to 72 of these ionospheric heaters or HAARP-like systems around the world, which he said corresponded to the 72 goetic demons? But if you got it 2 minutes, and these aren't the only missiles that could hit us. You've got the Russian subs, you got Chinese subs, you got Iranian subs, you got North Korea, you got everybody and their dog is, but mostly Russians, are off the East Coast, the West Coast, very close in. Not 100, 200 miles off. We're talking about 12-mile limit and stuff like that. Or closer. Plus, they're in the Arctic Circle. They're also in the Gulf Coast or the Gulf of Mexico. Remember the last time we talked about this was about, I don't know what, maybe 7 years ago, 8 years ago, nine, where we talked about how there had been a Russian submarine for 6 weeks inside the Gulf of Mexico, and nobody even knew it was there until it popped right up in the middle, and everybody said, uh-oh, there's a Russian sub. I also recall telling you about seeing the video maybe 10 years ago where a Russian sub pops up like on the Jersey coast somewhere, or maybe it was Delmarva. Maybe it was, somewhere off the coast of Delaware or Maryland or, you know, Virginia, wherever. But I think it was more like somewhere that had a Ferris wheel and, all the beach activity on a boardwalk type system. So it could have been Atlantic City, could have been some other place in New Jersey or off the coast, East Coast. But the Russian sub is up, and they're taking video showing the sub and then turning over and then showing the boardwalk, you know, with all the rides and everything and the noise. So I guess they were coming up just to get some saltwater taffy or a pizza, you know? So here you go. Let's say that we have this ICBM goes up, one of these Satan IIs, and they're going to go up, but then at a certain lower level, they release these 24, glide vehicles, hypersonic glide vehicles, and then they go off to different targets going different directions, not the same direction necessarily of the overall missile. So there's no way of tracking and seeing all of it because they're lower level type stuff. You might catch a glimpse of it, but by the time you do, by the time, let's say, NORAD would pick up the ICBM because of the altitude, but the same radar cannot see the incoming FOBs, you know, these fancy super hypersonic glides that are got the warheads on them. And you wouldn't see them necessarily until, by golly, they were like maybe real close at hand. And in less than 2 minutes warning, they could come in and hit. Obviously, they could hit the power grid with an EMP weapon. They could hit the key strategic bases, military bases, key bases, take the power grid down, all of the different things. And they deploy the FOBs at about 150 miles up. So I'm going to tell you, this is well worth reading if you get to see it. And here's the thing that he says. Each of these Satan II missiles can carry 24 hypersonic nuclear warhead glide vehicles. Remember, too, that Russia will be testing three of them. Do the math. Three missiles with 24 hypersonic warheads each, total 72 nuclear warheads. That's enough to destroy every major city, population over 1 million in the United States, as well as every major military base, you know, the key bases, in one fell swoop. We wouldn't even know we were being attacked until our cities started blowing up. And start to finish the entire thing would take less than 1 hour. Less than 1 hour. And then Hal actually goes into Revelation 18. She is destroyed. The great city of Babylon is destroyed. She has become a home for demons. That city has become a place for every unclean spirit to live. She is a city filled with all kinds of unclean birds. She is a place where every unclean and hated animal lives. And all people of the earth have drunk the wine of her sexual sin and God's anger. The rulers of the earth, since sexually with her and the merchants of the world, grew rich from the great wealth of her luxury. And, it's just, read Revelation 18, because I'm going to tell you, that could happen. And the Ezekiel 38 I read you is, that's verse 10. You might want to read that. And then I was looking at the book One Second After by William R. Forston, which had a foreword by Newt Gingrich. It was called One Second After, a novel. So the novel is based upon real-life testimony and stuff that was given to the Congress. Months before publication, One Second After has already been cited on the floor of Congress as a book all Americans should read. It has been discussed in the corridors of Pentagon as a realistic look at EMPs and their awesome ability to send catastrophic shockwaves through the United States, literally within seconds. EMPs are a weapon that the Wall Street Journal warned could shatter our nation. In the traditions of On the Beach or Failsafe and Testament, this book, set in a typical American town, is a dire warning of what might be our future and our end. Now, in that book, I was looking here, I marked a page at the end just to give you a little bit of a flavor of it, because it's set in North Carolina, set in Black Mountain. Up there by Montreat, college and all of that, off of I-40. Just down the road from Swinoa and Asheville and all that, you know. I used to drive through there a lot. And at the end, there's a guy, an American officer, who finally comes in at the very, very, very end of this thing. And he's talking to the protagonist here of the book. The guy who tries to help the hometown and save the town, and they have wars and civil wars and all kind of wild, crazy stuff. And he says, Voice of America never said anything about this. The general shook his head. Did you think we'd actually tell you the truth? He sighed. John bristled. So what the heck is the truth? We had our butts handed to us. That's the truth. Just several bombs, and we had our butts handed to us. With luck, there might be 30 million people still alive in what was the United States. It's the millions that die in the 1 year after the EMP. Now, if you do the EMP, you can also do key cities and destroy them, key military bases, you know, carrier groups, all kind of stuff you could have as targets. He says, there might be only 30 million people left alive in the United States. And then the guy said, well, what do you mean was? And what was the United States? Of course, you wouldn't know, but we're talking about it on Voice of America. We weren't talking about it. You can write off the Southwest, including Texas, unless we can dig up another Sam Houston, Davy Crockett. During the winter, Mexico moved in, claimed it as a protectorate to counter the Chinese. What? Oh, China. Oh, they came with plenty of aid for the survivors, you know, after 60 days of anarchy and disease. And now there's 500,000 of them on the West Coast from California to Washington State and clear up to the Rockies. Who? Chinese troops. Here to help us, of course. And they're giving out aid, even helping with some rebuilding, but there's no sign they ever plan to leave. So it was them. The general shrugged. We'll never know, most likely. What? He says. 3 missiles total. 1 launched from a container ship out in the Gulf of Mexico. Burst over Kansas, Utah, and Ohio. The cargo ship had a Liberian registry and had half docked at a half a dozen places, including Oman. We think the weapons might have been loaded aboard there. A medium-range missile capped with a nuke inside an oversized container. The ships, by the way, blew up right after the launch, and no one survived, you see. That's how easy it could be. He says, last one burst lower, but still high enough to knock out Japan and Korea. So the other ships all around the world. Ladies and gentlemen, this is how easy it could be in terms of that. If you've never read 1 second after, a novel by William R. Forstchen, Forstchen, you should read it. I recommend the first book because that is, I still think, the very best book, all right, in terms of that. He wrote and written some others, and I do know some people that know him. It's quite interesting. Now, we're already starting to see a lot of shortages starting to take place in America. Well, yeah, here's the Hog Knob. God bless you, brother. Just answering somebody came in. So we got Red China Joe, but we're going to call him also $6 a gallon Joe, $6 a gallon Red China Joe. I just noticed myself the other day where we got like a cumulative heat bill or a bill from, the gas company for what have you. And it had gone up about triple. And it wasn't necessarily because of the cold weather. It was because of the cost now of natural gas. Started going up and up and up since January, you see, since Red China Joe cut off all the fracking and cut off the pipeline. So already in California, I saw this was from a day or two ago. It was in Southern California. Regular was priced $4.99 a gallon. Saturday 5-1 is when this was. And premium was $5.99 a gallon. So that's why I'm calling them $6 a gallon China Joe. And then food costs are going up like you can't believe. And you already believe it if you shop for food, that's for sure. But I was looking here. I think on average I saw something that were going up like all of them 2% per month, something like that. But in Minneapolis and Minnesota, they had a lot of information. Of course, now the computer doesn't want to really help me out here. It doesn't really want to help me out. So let's see. Let's just get off of that. All right. So anyway, I was looking at that, and that thing, the groceries are up, you know, some categories up 11, 15% on individual items. Just incredible. So I'm going to tell you, you can't find chicken wings. You can't find chicken. The prices are going way up. Meat's going all the way up. You got all of the paper goods. All the paper goods are getting to be ridiculous in terms of price. And they're talking about, you know, toilet paper going to be $7.99, you know, that kind of stuff. And the paper towels, I already see that there, those things are in, like, for a bundle of those are $6-$7. You know, it's just crazy. Kleenexes, all the different things. And you're going to be needing to continually and at a sped up pace, you're going to have to be restocking, okay, and continually to prepare methodically. I've been telling you this now only for 17 years. So you can never say that old Hawk never told me, you know. If you've been listening, Hawk's been telling you. Well, I've been telling you, if nothing else, you could have started about 2005 or something like that, 2006, a couple of years after I started out on the air listening. You could have gotten that couple extra cans of chunky soup a week. Put them in a box underneath your bed. Put them on the shelf up there, you know, in your basement or in your garage or in your, you know, wherever, the extra bedroom that you don't use, whatever it is, or in your bunker down below or whatever, your storage shelves in your root cellar, you know. Because in, like, those Progresso and Chunky soups, you've got meat, generally vegetables, and, you know, a pasta item or potatoes all mixed in its own juices. I like that Progresso beef, barley, and vegetable soup. I mean, there's just all kind of good ones. The Chunky soups, I like all different ones. Chunky sirloin burger, all kind of different types. I like, for variety, I like the different chowders, like the clam chowder, Progresso, or whatever it might be. If you don't want the meat, you can just get the minestrone or the garden vegetable soups and all that kind of stuff. But I'm going to tell you, you're going to need some protein. And it's not going to be where you'll be able to pick and choose and a fancy California or New York restaurant sort of way, or all of your plant-based items. You're going to need some protein so your muscles get big enough and you can keep them tough enough to fight. Because I'm going to tell you, what's coming down the pike is going to be everything from fallen angels, their giant, slick hybrid creations that are going to be incredible and mean. You're going to see the demonic realm come into our realm, and you're going to see them appear for real as the demons they are. You're going to have people out there who are some possessed, some just hungry as heck, and on the need and want to feed their families are going to come for what you got. So you're going to have muscles, you see, to fight, and firearms and ammunition, all right? And knives and katana swords and machetes and, you know, weed whackers or whatever you got, you see. Axes, ball peen hammers. You know, I'm going to tell you something. It used to be that in the old days, some of the French were particularly good at it. They would have guys out there that would have maybe six or eight hammers or axes stuffed in their belts. And they would take them and, you know, the hammer throw, but it doesn't have to be that big of a hammer. But they would take them, and let's say that you've got 5,000 guys with a hatchet or 5,000 guys with ball peen hammers, and you're, say, 50 yards away from the other side or 30 yards away from the opposing forces or group, and you take out, you know, 5,000 ball peen hammers and you throw them in the air, the 30 yards away, you're going to knock some people dead. You see what I'm saying? And then if you got another volley and another volley, you see what I mean? There's other things you can do to protect your family and to stand against the evil as it comes. Yes, you stand with the full armor of God. And we pray to Lord Jesus that he will provide us the sanctuary, true sanctuary for our family. But this is a war. This is a war against the evil who's coming for you. Woe to them that call good evil and evil good. Those are the ones that are coming for you. And Jesus said, Matthew 24, did he not? I'm not going to paraphrase it. I read it to you too many times. For then, this is verse 21, Matthew 24, for then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. But the elect's sake does not mean every single person who says, well, I go to church at the 17th Baptist, Orthodox Roman Catholic, I'm just naming a bunch of things together. In other words, not everybody really knows Jesus as their Savior. They might go to church, but they don't know Lord Jesus. This would be a good time. Repent of your sins. Ask Jesus to come into your heart. Say, Lord, come into your heart to be my Savior, Lord Jesus. And if you're sincere and he's there and you've asked him to do that, he's going to start to wash you clean. There's power in the blood of Jesus. Power in the blood of Jesus. Oh, but the shortages and all the stuff is already ongoing. But let me tell you, we've talked to you about these loony balloons, these so-called Red Chinese launched, allegedly Google balloons, to provide, to provide internet traffic to the poor rural folk or the poor city folk. Well, I'm going to tell you, and Lord Jesus, I pray that you would go, and our Father in heaven, that you would go to all of those who have been afflicted by all the tornadoes in the south and in the southeast and in Texas with the huge hail and all of the things that have destroyed so much and have killed people all over in Alabama and Georgia, Mississippi, all over the place throughout that southeast. There's been hundreds of tornadoes. Just incredible. Well, you don't think they're all natural necessarily, do you? You know, we talked to you about recently, I did the other night, I believe, about how these loony balloons, which are not weather balloons, they are like, they're balloons, but they have like a 24 or 20 foot long payload that's got every kind of frequency generator, every kind of microphone or a generator, every kind of electromagnetic weapon, every kind of antenna, every kind of transmitter, every kind of the highest resolution cameras. These are the Red Chinese command and control already over the United States, and they sit up there. And with Red China Joe, since he's been in, they don't necessarily turn their transponders on. So when we talked about the Satan missile, the Russians are going to put up with the 24 each or 72 different hypersonic glide vehicles with nukes on them that could hit 72 targets in less than 2 minutes inside the United States and take us out. Not kill everybody, but take out basically the military, the power grid, the banking system, the currency system, the transportation systems, and all of a sudden you're in a mass confusion. Chaos! Chaos! Ordo ab chao, Lucifer wants. He wants the total chaos to be dominant and to grind the people and to kill as many as possible so he can try to steal your soul. Lord Jesus said, in your patience, Luke 21, right? He says, not a hair on your head shall perish. He first tells you that there's going to be, that many of you will be, some of you will be put to death by those that will betray you. Read Luke 21. But he says, not a hair on your head will be touched, because in your patience possess ye your souls. But see, the devil's counting on that most people don't know anything about that or have already given their stuff over to him anyway. So he wants that devil power, that Lucy power from stealing your souls to try and to make a counterfeit of our Lord Jesus on this planet. Man, oh man, oh man. So you see, our ICBM in some silo, Minuteman silo, they tried to test it yesterday, and for some reason, that missile would not fire. It didn't have a warhead on it, but it would not fire out of the silo. So now we're circling back. I can hear old Hacky Sack, the Red Witch of Beijing, circling back because somebody didn't change the batteries or the oil or the, you know what I'm saying, somebody didn't maintain. Or there could be a Google balloon up over the silos, or you could have a Russian satellite up over the silos looking down. That would just preclude, with electromagnetic frequencies, a launch of our missiles. So at the same time, the Russians have been launching stuff up all the time and testing them. So we see in the last few days, with all of these tornadoes and storms in the south, guess where one appeared and still was earlier today, and thanks to several different good sources, and then confirmed by my my key signal intelligence man, there's a loony balloon up over Mississippi, and they're up at altitude 50,000-60,000 feet, and they're perfectly designed to be command and control over that whole area. So at that height, they can be looking out and seeing everything in the Gulf of Mexico, everything up and down the coastline, you know, and all the stuff. And also can be utilizing and generating electromagnetic frequencies to assist in creation of the an intensification of tornadoes and storms and wind and rain and all the stuff ongoing, the hail. So they can be doing weather modification and control from the Google Luna Looney Toonie balloons, allegedly. You see how they're hitting us on all kind of things. All of this causes destruction. It causes chaos, loss of life, loss of property. Shipping is all disrupted. Food supply, crops, livestock, everything is disrupted totally. And it ain't going to quit. They're going to hit somewhere else next. Remember how they hit the Midwest with floods a couple of years back? Killed all kind of livestock, destroyed crops, a lot of homes, all kind of stuff. Threatened nuclear power plants because of flooding. And a lot of people losing their lives. And the billions cost. And all of the hurricanes and all of the stuff. And the, you remember, in New Orleans. Remember how that hurricane was stalled off coast. And then I can remember showing at the time the perfect eye and all of that stuff and how it was being intensified. And then came in. Katrina came in as a Category 5. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, it ain't all just HAARP in Alaska, you see. So if you did want to, and you were Russia, and you were going to be, according to some, the instrument of chastisement of the United States, well, then in less than 2 minutes, you could have 72 targets taken out, including your whole power grid, and then also almost probably 90%, 95% of all the cars and trucks in the United States, your home computer, your bank computer, your business computers, all this stuff, the IRS, the blah, 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 this bank, that bank, Wall Street, all gone, man. Oh, you had $1 million in your 401k, your IRA? Ha ha! Not anymore. Sorry, Charlie. I've got this piece of paper here, mister, that says I had that. Yeah, you might have had, but we got no record of that now. All of that digital money has disappeared. Do you really think that we had it stacked up in banks somewhere? It was just in the system. It was just digits in the system. Oh, so, oh well. Well, you'll just have to wait until the Red China Joe Brigade comes around to take you to your new camp residence, where they can grind you into Soylent Green. And for all you young people, get the movie Soylent, S-O-Y-L-E-N-T, Green. It had our brother, Charlton Heston, from My Cold Dead Hands, you know, Pride from My Cold Dead Hands. It had Edward G. Robinson, had a lot of different people, but get that movie. And the movies, the TV shows, all the FBI's had a new TV show up, such and such in counterterrorism, close calls in counterterrorism, just depicting how great they were at exposing extremists, the new word extremists. Well, if you believe in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, and if you believe in Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven, you believe in the Second Amendment, the First Amendment, and all of that, well, then you are an extremist. And even if you're black or Asian, then you're also probably a white supremacist, too. And the frickin' fiddle with boys internally, and the DHS and the EIEIOs and the CIA, and all of these people are now siding with Lucifer the Lightbringer, who's brought into power Red China Joe, Red China Joe, $6 a gallon Red China Joe. And don't you know, the Red Chinese gave you, son, $1.45 billion. Oh, you no malarkey son of a gun. It's all bull crap. Oh, and is Bull Durham getting ready to spring the trap on those FBI agents and CIA agents and Department of Justice people who did a coup d'etat against President Trump, attempted it two, three times, and then got the job done with a stolen election, which now in Maricopa County in Arizona, it looks like because of all of the Democratic activism and putting in the secret chiefs and secret police there working for Soros and the hootenannies and all the different ones of the CIA and the big banks, it looks like you're going to let them off the hook again, because what they had them on the run was the matching of signatures to the ballots, which apparently at one point there was over 950,000 signatures that did not match. And then when you take those away, that means Trump was up 250,000 votes rather than Biden with 10,000 votes. But now they've stopped doing it. They've stopped doing the matches of the signatures. And now you got all these operatives and politicians and all the people inside Arizona, Phoenix, and what have you, Maricopa County. They're going to let these dadgum vote-stealing pieces of crap off the hook. think the picks will be in again. And you think you got something coming up where the new votes are going to be any better? Or do you think they'll, even with Beijing in power, be even more able to control these votes? You better believe they will. I suggest to you that you get right with Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven. I suggest to you that you start to think about, hey, propane is hard to find. Chlorine is hard to find. All of you thinking, well, we'll keep the chlorine in the swimming pool, you know, in the warm climates, you might have a pool or something. We'll keep that in there, and that'll preserve a more of a good source of water. We can filter out that chlorine, filter out the chemicals, you know, and we'll have something to drink. Well, the chlorine is short. Chicken is short. Diapers are short. Tampons, all different kind of things. Short. Computer chips, short. Well, why don't we make the computer chips inside the United States instead of in Red China, or the best ones in Taiwan, which now Red China wants to take those away? Incidentally, more on the communications. In the 20-meter ham band, running 24 hours a day for at least the last couple weeks, there has been a whole segment of the digital 20-meter ham band. There's a whole real wide, super wide signal with multiple spots in it, multiple signals within that wide area of signal, that's being run by the Red Chinese, probably out of southern China. And it could also be being relayed by any loony balloons, you see. But it's causing disruptions in the 20-meter ham band. We talked to you about all of the BLF and all the different stuff that the Russians been doing. The duck fart signals and all that kind of stuff. The hopping signals, the widespread spectrum of the Chinese or the Russians or whatever, that then goes and gives you a duck fart at the end. Burst transmissions, all this stuff is just ongoing, and we got people, now we're finding out that old McCarthy rents a room from Luntz, who is at best somebody who works for the high powers of the Democratic group, but ostensibly he's also works for the Republicans, but he works for Google and all the high tech, the Chinese and all that, and that building is owned, apparently, where McCarthy lives and rents a room from Luntz, that building's owned by Mao Zedong's grandson. And the insurance company, Chinese insurance company owns it. Lock, stock, and chow mein noodle. You know what I'm saying? Put a fork in it, because it's done, and then get you a set of chopsticks, because I'm going to tell you, this thing is going to go wild weasel. We either get taken out in a takeout with the Russians if we go against them in the Ukraine, or if we go against Iran, or we go against Red China, if they try to take Taiwan, and it's a race kind of, it's like a Clint Eastwood movie, like, you know, the Mexican standoff. You know, where you've got the three guys. You got Eastwood and the Yankee rifleman, and then you got Eastwood being the gray rider, and then you got the Mexican guy, El Chupo or Cupo or whatever his name was. And they're all at the cemetery looking to grab the gold, you know, inside the grave of the one guy. And they look back and forth at each other. It's the Mexican standoff. Well, now we're in about 72 of those standoffs, you see. And this thing could all go topsy-turvy and go wild weasel and go to Function Junction in less than 2 minutes. But I fully intend to be here. And when they come and start to take their troops and stuff and to come here, then they're going to see just how many red-blooded Americans there still are. And we're going to come up from the spider holes. We're going to come up from the doggone root cellars. We're going to come up from the sub-basements of the local church. We're going to come up from the basements of the stone and brick libraries put up town. We're going to come out of the deep woods. We're going to come up from underground. We're going to come up from the mountaintop caves. We're going to come up and we're going to come down and we're going to come for them. We're going to wade into you, Russians or Red Chinese or whoever you might be, or combinations thereof with the Lucy scum of the high levels and high spots of the U.S. military and intelligence community. Years ago, I heard a prediction that there would be on the Plain of Sorrows, which is out Western Kansas and Colorado, that area, that what would be left of the U.S. patriotic forces would meet in a vast land battle, man on man, you know what I'm saying, firearms, swords, whatever it has, clubs, whatever armor's left, all that kind of stuff, would meet in a huge battle in the Plain of Sorrows against the Red Chinese, and that when the time came, we would defeat them right then and there, or whatever it happens to be, or wherever you happen to be at, if the Lord Jesus wants you and you're available and you say, Lord Jesus, I got a little bit of fight left, I got a little bit of strength, I got still one good eye that I can point, put in the scope and put it down range. When they come here, I can still stand my ground, at least for a little while, and I can swing and hook and jab and, you know, use the K-bar or whatever it might be. And we'll make them pay for their evil and stand and protect our families, stand and protect good, to protect the Lord Jesus. And the right for us to be with him and he to be with us and hold the ground until he returns with his angels that will knock them off the face of the planet and destroy a 200 million man army at the place of Armageddon. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, let's not lay down now. Let's get fired up. Hut, hut, hut. Let's get fired up for the Lord Jesus. Let's get fired up and get prepared as best you can. One more can of chunky soup. That's a ration for you or someone for one day. Put back another gallon jug of water that's pured, or to get you another set of, get you a Berkey water filtration system with the black Berkey filters, and maybe get an extra set or two, so you can process water as it came to you and provide it so that you've got an extra can of soup or two when those that might be actually fighting might come to your back 40. You might see them out there and you can take them a bowl of soup and a cup of coffee, an instant coffee that you made with the purified water that you had provided. And that might be all you can do. But if you can do more, if you're out there and you can provide for your family and for your grandchildren, your children, maybe your neighbor or two next door, then do whatever you can. Propane is going by. Meat, food prices going up. You want an investment? If it's going up 2% a month on average across all of the food products spectrum, and I think it's going up higher than that, then at 2% a month, it would be 24% annually. You're not getting paid that in a bank or anything like that. You might be getting that much return, maybe in a stock fund, but maybe not. So if you're sitting there and you're sitting on all this stuff and you're waiting for the EMP to destroy your entire holdings, or if you're like somebody in Bitcoin, oh, some trillionaire just says, ah, I've got all the Bitcoin now. You don't have any more. It all, the system went bye-bye. See ya. We tricked you. We bought the gold, silver, platinum, palladium. We bought the food. Or like Bill Gates, we bought the farmland, okay? I suggest, ladies and gentlemen, that you may want to consider that. And I hope you would want to keep Old Hawk on the air, swinging at the loose end. Keep Hawk in the game. Keep Old Hawk in the game. And I'll tell you what, anything is most needed and most welcome. It is most needed. I mean, when I look at what comes in compared to what it used to be, very little. I just try to use it to pay my insurance and my bills that pay for the insulin and that kind of stuff that I need. It can be sent to Hawk. Federal Reserve notes, a little silver, a little gold, platinum, whatever it is. That's the easiest. Check. It's fine. Send it to Hawk, H-A-W-K, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And ladies and gentlemen, let me say, Lord Jesus, will you go to my brother? Will you go to my brother, James, the jarhead? Will you go to him, please, Lord Jesus? Will you go down and right now and people pray, Lord, will Jesus, will you go to James? Will you go and you touch him? And will you, I don't know how I could just say it, straighten out his back. Straighten out his back. Go into his back, restore it, remove all of the pain, all of the things that are in his back and in his entire body, Lord. And Lord Jesus, will you give him medical miracles and will you stand him up right tonight, Lord Jesus, and restore full function to my brother. In your name we pray, Lord Jesus. Ah, and I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, stuff that you're going to see with Brother Quail when they do this live streaming thing coming up is just going to be amazing. These glyphs, all the stuff coming out of the Aztecs, all of it, the extinction protocols, ladies and gentlemen. And you can call and get signed up for that prior to it and make sure that they know and how much bandwidth to get this, be able to give it to you and to send you the streaming. You can also get all of the great books. Steve Quayle's got, you buy two books, you get one free, I think, still. A special. All kind of stuff where you'll get the information so that you and your family can understand what is happening on this planet and to be able to use that and interpret with the words of our Holy Father in the book, in the Bible, so you can understand what's going to come, and what is already here, because we're already, according to Lord Jesus, in Matthew 24, we're already in the beginning of sorrows. You can call Steve Quayle at 406-586-4840, 406-586-4840. Or you can go to stevequayle.com and click through. You tell them Old Hawk sent you. If you get Daryl, his manager, you get Tyler, if you get Steve himself or anybody else in the office, you tell them Old Hawk sent you, and it gets you signed up for some books, or to get you signed up for the Extinction Protocols or the Q Files 2.0 podcast of Steve's. don't get caught waiting for the paint to dry, you better start getting methodically, continually to prepare. I went to the store yesterday and I picked up, I picked up some cans of corn and, green beans, you know, a few cans of green beans. I picked up some mixed vegetable and I picked up a couple cans of Progresso soup. I would also tell you, a lot of people are looking for canned meats and things like that. I would tell you that, quite frankly, you can go to Ready-Made Resources out of Tennessee. Excellent people. Brother Quail had him on there not too long ago, talking with him in an interview. I bought years ago stuff from him. I bought level 4 body armor from him. It was German made for the war in Croatia. And I remember Colonel Bo Greitz talking about, you know, Bob Griswold, and you can get you some of this. So I did it. Well, he's got a page there, readymaderesources.com, readymaderesources.com. And I'm just telling you to go. I don't have any affiliation with Bob, all these good people. I've done business with them years ago. And they got all kind of other types of meat, canned meats that last a long time, have a high storage life. Whirling and Sons, you know, they have freeze-dried salmon, freeze-dried other type tater tots, freeze-dried chicken tenders, canned pork, canned chicken. You've got also, besides Whirling, you've got Yoder's bacon. You've got Yoder's cases of Sampers and that kind of stuff. Don't go in a Luciferian knife without a bite. Stand for the Virginia step, family step. I invite you to have a dollar. Your high tech confidence. Face. Strike close. I'm going to go ahead and start opening.